Hello and welcome to the Nashville Daily Podcast. I'm Stuart Deming.
And I'm Aaron Pennington.
Gibson Guitars is expanding their portfolio into the recording business.
Williamson County gets their second headquarters in 3 days.
Plus, Second Avenue is about to get a major facelift.
We'll talk about all of this and more on Nashville Daily. All right. Happy Monday, everybody. I know it was a bit of a weird weekend for Nashville, mostly because of that that weather that we had. It was pretty crazy. I was able to see a lot of the storm from my apartment on Saturday night. Got a few good videos of the lightning, but mostly it affected everybody who went to the Garth Brooks concert on Saturday night. Nissan Stadium, late in the night, pretty much when it was supposed to start, had tweeted the Garth Brooks concert at Nissan Stadium has been postponed due to existing and forecasted weather. We are working with local officials in an attempt to reschedule for tomorrow night. And I was thinking, that's a lot of work. We have to make sure pretty much every single person who was able to make that night work could also make it work a second night. In the morning, Nissan Stadium tweeted, "After collaborating with our vendors and local officials, we have made the difficult decision to postpone the Garth Brooks Stadium tour at Nissan Stadium." They continued with the second tweet, "Unfortunately, we were unable to secure adequate safety personnel and provide our standard of fan experience in order to move forward with the concert on Sunday evening. We look forward to sharing the rescheduled date in the near future." And continued with another tweet, "Tickets and parking will be honored for the rescheduled date." They may have more parking available because the Grand Prix won't be there. "Tickets and parking will be honored for the rescheduled date. More information on ticket options will be provided in the very near future." So I hope Nissan Stadium is able to provide them with that information. Now, information on the storm that happened over the weekend. The Twitter account Nash Severe WX, if you don't follow them, make sure to give them a follow on Twitter, said 3.13 inches fell in the official rain can in Nashville before midnight. Makes that the wettest July 31st on record. The previous record was held in 1929 with 2.16 inches. And then I want to go over to, they wrote kind of a blog post about last night. And there's this term, we've had a bunch of weather terms in Nashville over the past couple of years. This one I don't think we've seen too much. It's called a microburst, and it dropped out of severe thunderstorms. We heard the derecha last year knocked out hundreds of thousands of places with power. Last year, I think midsummer or early summer, now we have microbursts. They said, imagine a giant water balloon crashing to the ground. Now imagine you're an ant on the ground. When that water hits the ground, it pushes wind away in all directions. Straight-line winds race away from where the balloon hit and burst, knocking over trees. Microburst winds are intense. They aren't tornadoes because there's no upward motion, but microbursts can do low-end tornado damage. And they said in this article that Bell's Bend had a microburst, said there were others. The worst they saw on their radar was Oak Hill. And they said, sure enough, reports came in from Oak Hill. Trees were dropped. They were aware of at least one home effectively destroyed by two large trees falling on top of it. Rainfall rates in the flash flood warned South Nashville were exceptionally high. Water rescuers were needed in low-lying areas. Observation sites recorded 3 to 4 inches of rain, probably more in Antioch. And they continue with this site. About the tweet that they had earlier, it was the most rain on record July 31st, and it wasn't even over when July 31st turned into August 1st. They said with the lightning, the biggest Garth show in Earth history, so they say, met our most intense CG lightning storm in this of the season. And so they have a few kind of pinned tweets inside of their blog and about the lightning and everything. And man, it is absolutely crazy what happened with weather. To have thunderstorms go on for hours and hours and hours, even in downtown Nashville, was pretty wild to see. If you have any video of the storms you want to show us, you can text us these videos at 615-392-1358, and we might be putting some up on our Instagram today, so be sure to check that out as well.
Aaron, do you know who's been in the news quite a bit recently, and we really haven't talked about it a lot?
Well, we haven't talked about Amazon as probably as much as we used to back in 2020.
That's true, because Amazon seemed like we're talking about them every other day. but somebody that's been in the news a lot recently is Gibson.
Yes. My gosh. So Gibson is, they're doing a lot. We covered this briefly. It probably even deserves more attention than we gave it for their for the garage, the Gibson garage that opened about a month and a half ago. But according to the Nashville Business Journal, Gibson is launching, they're a guitar brand for anybody who does not know, they are launching Gibson Records as part of a strategic partnership with BMG, the world's fourth biggest music company. Gibson Records is the latest evolution of the Gibson brand. This is why Gibson's been in the news. Over the past 2.5 years, Gibson has launched several music initiatives, including the Gibson Artist Collections, Gibson TV, the Gibson App, the Gibson Generation Group, G3, Gibson Gives, and the newly opened Gibson Garage in downtown Nashville, and now Gibson Records. It's one of those things, after you say that word so many times, and it just, you forget the meaning of it because you say the word so many times.
Yeah, absolutely. And the garage, we're just looking at some of these photos that's on the Nashville Business Journal. This place looks incredible.
Yeah, it's a huge area.
Yeah, especially if you're like looking to go just like try guitar and play guitar in Nashville while you're in town, like this is the place to visit.
Yes. So the record label was launched as kind of a service in collaboration with artists. They'll work with artists to capture, record, promote their music under an artist-friendly partnership. And it says Gibson Records will keep all of us at Gibson focused on our artist-first culture that is engaged and connected to music. This is really cool. They said in a quote, "We are excited to launch Gibson Records to announce that Slash is our first signed artist, and we love to have that we have entered into our label partnership with BMG."
In all honesty, I didn't realize he was still making music.
Well, he is now with Gibson Guitars. If he wasn't before, he is now.
Yeah.
So the first album to come out from Gibson Records will be Slash, featuring Miles Kennedy and the Conspirators.
All right. Just when you think, like, hey, how many headquarters are moving to Nashville
from,
or to Middle
from
Tennessee,
California? From California.
You're just like, okay. Maybe 35 companies have announced in the last year they're moving, and it looks like there's another one moving from California to Nashville.
Just when in doubt, assume that it's a headquarters coming from California, and you'll be okay. So the Nashville Business Journal mentions that a publicly traded company is making its way to Williamson County. They make an array of aluminum products for the Boeing company.
Which is an airplane company.
Yes. If anybody has never ridden an airplane... They make airplanes. But Kaiser Aluminum Corporation is relocating its headquarters from Southern California to Franklin. They announced this just a few days ago. The company will bring 80 jobs on that 2,000-mile journey to Middle Tennessee's suburban corporate office hub, located its office in the McEwen Building on McEwen Drive. So this is not any of their factories. It's just their headquarters.
The factories will come.
Oh, yeah. Well, so right now, Kaiser has factories in Jackson,
okay,
Tennessee. They have a sales office in Knoxville.
Yeah.
So it makes sense. Like, Franklin's a great place for them to be in the Cool Springs area. They said in the Nashville Business Journal, it's kind of the job deal that cities often contest the hardest because it involves a company's top earners and decision makers, which could have an impact on real estate, philanthropy, restaurants, schools. Just how big of a company is Kaiser? They rank among the region's 15 largest publicly traded companies.
Which is crazy to think about. And they're valued at $2 billion on the stock market.
Yeah. So it's pretty large. And also, this just happens to be, according to the Nashville Business Journal, Franklin's second headquarters announcement in 3 days.
And we've tried looking this up, but we couldn't find it immediately when we were looking up what this other headquarters is. So it's just exciting. It's really interesting because isn't Boeing primarily, isn't their headquarters in Charleston, I believe? I think.
No, so Boeing has a few places. It just depends. I don't know where their headquarters is. I know they have allotted Seattle. Seattle is kind of one of their main hubs. So they may be out there in that way. I found that the second headquarters for Franklin was a biometrics startup.
Okay. From California?
Let's see. I'm not exactly sure, but it was integrated biometric technology.
Sounds intriguing.
Yeah. So that was the second headquarters that made its way to Franklin in 3 days.
All right. Now let's talk about some Nashville food. And there's a place I want to highlight. This is found inside of the Farmer's Market, and this is the Music City Crepes. And, man, I had this. I don't even remember what I had. I had a Philly cheesesteak crepe, and it was delightful. It was like $6.50. It was huge. And they have like this melted American cheese like blend inside of this crepe.
How big is it? Is it like it's a decent size?
So they fold it differently than other like places in town. So you remember how like Red Bicycle, like they fold theirs in half?
Sure. Yeah, yeah.
So Music City Crepe, what they do is they fold it in like a triangle, but it's like stacked in threes.
Okay. I feel like that's more traditional for a crepe.
Probably, yeah.
I don't know. I'm not a crepe expert.
But the Philly cheesesteak, so I would say it's probably the size of both my hands, like almost.
That's pretty good. That's really
and
good.
It's under $7.
Yeah, so that's fantastic.
So I had that. That was delicious. And then I also had a Nutella banana crepe.
Ooh.
I was just like, I'm getting two crepes. Like, I'm doing this. But it was a great experience at the farmer's market. And it was so busy last weekend when I went. It's so nice to see so many people out and about, like, supporting the local businesses and farms.
Yeah, that's fantastic. I recently went to Oscar's Taco Shop in downtown Nashville, did not use the app, waited in line.
Oh, no.
Like a good Nashvillian, and it wasn't terrible, could have ordered ahead, didn't. So just waited in line. Wasn't terrible.
20 minutes?
15 about,
minutes.
Okay. Yeah, give or take. So about the same that you would do with an app for the downtown Nashville location right around lunchtime.
Yeah.
So pretty typical times. I got the big boy breakfast burrito.
Oh, yeah.
It was very good. I did get queso inside.
Mm-hmm.
It was really, really good. Mm-hmm. Like, did not leak, make a mess,
The thing about the big boy breakfast burrito is sometimes they put too much sour cream. And
I've never gotten sour cream on mine.
Okay, I get sour cream on mine.
Okay.
And sometimes they just put too much in it. You're just like, okay, I like sour cream, but I don't like sour cream this much.
I might like that much sour cream. Maybe I should try that. But it's so warm, I don't want to mess with anything. Like, that's the cool thing about Oscar's is you can take it home and it's still warm.
Yeah, you could drive like a 10-minute drive.
And it's not like they're wrapping it in aluminum foil or anything. Like,
it's like a little plastic wrap.
Yeah, but it's still warm when you get home. I tried their chicken fries for the first time.
Not a fan?
No. It's a layer of fries. The fries are good.
Yep.
But topped with kind of cube chicken. And
like the ranch type thing.
Guacamole, sour cream, all that stuff. Maybe I'm just not a fan of their guacamole, but I would rather just have the fries. I thought it was going to be, I didn't read the description at all. I just thought it would be like Burger King, like chicken fries.
No.
Sadly mistaken. It was not that.
I like the fries. They get soggy though. So you have soggy bottom fries. Like at the bottom, you're just like soggy, soggy.
Yeah.
So. You have to eat that.
Yeah,
really
I just scraped
fast.
Off all of the sour cream and guacamole.
Did you keep the chicken though?
I ate a few pieces of the chicken. Yeah.
Okay,
fries are good.
Oh yeah, the fries are great. Everything at Oscar's is great.
Yeah,
it just depending on
I'll be sticking to my breakfast burrito unless I go to the Nation's location. Then their Arizona burrito is just fantastic.
I think they have the Arizona burrito now at the Vanderbilt location.
That would be great.
I think
that would be great. All right, let's head over to Explorer's Nashville Tip of the Day.
For Explorer's Nashville Tip of the Day, it's a great day to get away from Nashville and go explore some caves. And one of the best places to do that...
It's cold in caves.
It's chilled, 55. Nice. compared to the 100 degrees.
It's better
summer.
Than inside of an apartment or a house.
Yeah, yeah. But one of the best caves you can go to is Cumberland Caverns, which is located in McMinnville, Tennessee. We actually did an entire daycation podcast episode
and video
to McMinnville, Tennessee. It's a great place. You can go to Rock Island State Park. You can go to Cumberland Caverns. You can go to that great barbecue restaurant in McMinnville and get those like barbecue panini things that we had that one time that were delicious. There's just a lot to do out in that area. And it is a nice 55 degrees. So if you want to cool down and get away from the sun a little bit, this is the place to be.
This would be a great place to even spend an entire day in that area. One, with a cave to cool off. But two, just check their website. We will put it in our show notes, where they are having concerts galore, especially now that it's summertime and a lot of artists are eager to get out there and tour again. And check their website for all of the concerts that they have there. It's a fantastic room to experience a concert in. To go see a concert in a cave is a pretty cool experience, so make sure you go and check out the Cumberland Caverns. Again, we'll have the link in our show notes. That is Explorer's Nashville Tip of the Day.
Today's episode of Nashville Daily is brought to you by Screen Threads. If you're looking for Nashville-themed merchandise, look no further. Our listeners can use the code Nashville Daily, get 10% off their next online order or in-person visit. You can find them inside of Marathon Village or head to screenthreads.com. They are also about to be making their own candles. So they're going to have all 50 states. It's going to be incredible. They smell really good. We've been burning one at the house. And so if you're looking to get some candles, screenthreads.com.
And with it being a little bit cooler this week compared to last week, it still may not be like totally cool. But if you want to get out and experience downtown Nashville and learn the history of this city that you are in or that you're visiting, definitely take a history walking tour with us. It's a great chance to get perspective on the city that you are in. And to do that, just head to exploretours.com. And sign up there, learn all the times and details. Also, our Nashville Daily listeners can use the discount code NASH, capital N-A-S-H, for 20% off of your entire card. So that you have your whole family, your friend group, everybody can take 20% off using the discount code NASH, N-A-S-H, at checkout. And that's all at exploretours.com. What are you waiting for? Go ahead and sign up today. That way, you already know when your friends come in town, you know exactly what you're doing. When your family's coming in town, you know exactly what you're doing. So to see all times and availability, exploretours.com.
You may be going downtown sometime this week or this weekend, and you're like, what is all this things like in downtown with this like race? Like, what is this happening? This is the Grand Prix. This is the historic like first Grand Prix happening in Nashville. And we just had a great podcast interview with Chris Parker, the president of the Big Machine Music City Grand Prix. If you want to learn more about all of this race and like the story of how this race got to be, make sure to go check out NashvilleDailyPodcast.com to hear that interview.
Yeah, we have it on video as well, so you'll be able to see the full interview on there. Listen, however you want to experience it, we've got it on there, NashvilleDailyPodcast.com. You're also probably going downtown. Not only you're seeing all the things for the race, but you're seeing a lot of construction and you're seeing a lot of cranes. You're seeing tons of just development that's happening around town. And so, you know, you're probably very curious as to what the future of this city is going to look like. And let's just say we have some very, very cool news for Second Avenue in downtown Nashville. Now, we're not going north of Broadway where kind of the bombing site is. We are about three blocks south of Broadway, kind of goes up a small hill near the Cumulus Radio area, just south of that block. And we're in an area called Second and Peabody is where we're going to be talking about for this first article.
Yeah, so we actually talked about Second and Peabody. It had to be maybe two and a half months ago when the initial renderings came out. And this actually could have been all the way in March, in all honesty. The proposal to the city of Nashville is deferred. And I don't know what that means from a city perspective.
Sure.
But I believe the architects had to come back with revised plans for Second and Peabody.
So I mean, this is just incredible. I would highly encourage everybody to go to the National Business Journal, visit the link. Also, we'll have a few of the renderings on our Instagram account, xplart.national. Make sure to go and visit that. But these are, I think this is something very exciting for the first time architecturally in Nashville. That we've been super excited about. Besides the offset block building along the Korean Vets kind of roundabout.
Yep.
This is something to be very excited about architecturally. It looks fantastic on the skyline and something that will very much stand out in Nashville. It's actually three buildings in the 2nd and Peabody area. The people who are making this all happen is a group called the Congress Group. And they announced fairly recently the revisions for 2nd and Peabody, the project that was, like Stuart said, deferred in March. Now they're going back to Metro Planning. They've got the renderings published, and they're going to request a building height extension, and they're making major changes to their project as what it was before. Before, the project was slated to be two towers, a 38-story office tower and a 33-story hotel and residential tower. Now they're getting rid of the office component.
Which is really, it's interesting because does Nashville need more offices? Yes. No. Is everyone working from home? It's a really interesting space to be in right now.
Yeah, they probably want to. It's probably more residential is needed in Nashville than office space right now. So it's pretty cool they were able to, you know, kind of pivot that right now. So they're getting rid of the office component, and but they're adding to their original plan the three buildings that are going to now be built. One is an 18-story hotel, and then there's two residential towers, a 36-story residential tower, which is huge, and another 32-story residential tower, which will likely house a mix of apartments and condos. And not only that, but they are making this area, this block, really stand out and be kind of focused on the community with all of the open space that's going to be down there as well.
Yeah, it's actually crazy to look at this. So they have a 59,000 square foot of open space within the property. This makes room for a cafe. That's a decent sized cafe if they're...
I would love a 59,000 square foot. It'd probably be like a... You remember the Starbucks that we went to in New York City?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, like the one roastery, of the, like the yeah. roasteries. Yeah, probably something like that would be 59,000 square feet.
Yeah, exactly. The interesting thing about that area is there's only two coffee shops in SoBro, or South of Korean Vets, and that's Crema and the L&C Goat.
And the Goat, yeah, yeah.
So it's going to be really interesting to have that coffee shop there. It probably will be some type of Starbucks or something like
yeah.
that.
There is a Starbucks in the DeMumbrian. Bridgestone building, I believe, oh, yeah. somewhere right in there, but and Cafe Intramezzo.
Yep.
But once you go past DeMumbrian, yeah, towards 440, yeah.
So they're going to have a bike shed. That's going to be a lot of bikes. And a kids' playground, according to the statement. A 4,500-square-foot public park on Leah Avenue. And underground parking. That's something that Nashville desperately needs.
For all three buildings.
You think...
That's a lot of parking. For a 36-story residential plus an 18-story hotel. That's a lot of parking.
Yeah, you thought the hole on Broadway was big where the lake happened, and then now
for
Broad
West. Yeah.
This hole may be deeper than that hole.
They're going to hit a cave.
Yeah. The Congress Group may sound familiar. They actually may hit a cave, which would be really fascinating.
Yeah.
The Congress Group may sound familiar because they're also the development team behind the Four Seasons Hotel.
Yeah, so like I said, head to our Instagram, xplr.nash. Check out the Nashville Business Journal article. It really is very fascinating to see this here. But, you know, why stop there with the development, right?
Yeah.
A lot more that the Nashville Business Journal has talked about recently. I can't wait for them I don't know when they're going to get a vacation over there at the Nashville Business Journal because so much development news is happening. This one's not as exciting because it's another honky-tonk, but it's still, I think, worth talking about. This is on Lower Broadway. There's a development team that is out of Nashville that are coming into here, and they have to contend with the Historic Zoning Commission for this. But It's going to be in between Nudies and Merchants, right along 4th and Broadway. They're going to be building something that, according to the filings, looks like a restaurant space with a deck overlooking 4th Avenue. Nothing we haven't seen before yet.
Sounds original. the rendering of the building looks interesting because it's like it seems like it has like this incorporated modern glass like feel, but with like a brick face.
Sure. Yeah. So it's probably going to be a an entertainment type venue, food, drinks, rooftop. You know, something Nashville hasn't ever seen before.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, you know what would be incredible? The first floor is a coffee shop.
Man, to do something different in that area, it's a big risk because it could totally flop.
Oh, yeah.
Or it could totally be a home run.
Or even on First Avenue, like in the first floor of that building, like a market. Some type of like Dollar General X or some type of like urban market like that. I think it'll be really interesting to see.
Yeah, I think even a place on Broadway for more, more like quick window food.
Yeah,
would be a killer thing.
Especially if it's like your first and second floor is like this ghost kitchen concept.
Yeah,
where you can just go up to the window, get the food, and walk away.
That'd be fantastic.
If you guys are listening to this, we have some ideas for you. All right, now let's make our way south into WeHo. You remember that neighborhood called Wedgwood, Houston? We talked about this over a year ago. We did an entire tour around Nashville in Wedgwood, Houston. It was a big series. I think we did. It was like 3 weeks long, and this had to be almost a year ago.
Yeah.
And it was a great series. I can't wait until we get back into the tour around Nashville series for the neighborhood stuff here in the future. But WeHo or Wedgwood, Houston, is a great area, and it is under extreme development right now. Apple Music is moving part of their headquarters there and a concert venue there. There's that huge apartment complex with that lazy river that's going into that area.
And they have the scoreboard for the old Sound Stadium.
And then I don't know if you've driven through Wedgwood, Houston recently, Aaron. The amount of apartments and like condos and townhomes being built over there is incredible.
It is. And it's only getting larger. And there's one that's along, I can't remember it's along Chestnut, that's right, where more apartments are being built, specifically 151 residences, and there's some commercial space for this new building. It's going to be anchored by a craft.
You're saying craft?
Yeah.
Oh.
Something like Nashville's never seen before.
Just in Wedgwood, Houston, it's craft.
A craft beer company. It's called Braxton Brewing Company. They are out of Covington, Kentucky, just south of Cincinnati. Braxton Brewing, they've been distributing in Nashville since 2017.
I think I had like one of their lagers before, maybe.
Maybe. So the capital investment group they probably developed their relationship with Braxton because they're building a development, kind of a $45 million high-rise condo along the Cincinnati Riverfront, right next to Covington. So that's probably how they got connected with Braxton. But that's coming to Wedgwood, Houston, into this kind of artsy-fartsy community with a lot of it's being renovated heavily. Wedgwood, Houston is changing by the day.
Oh, it really is. Text us 615-392-1358. What building are you most excited about? Are you excited about 2nd and Peabody?
Yes.
I am. definitely, if you can, look at the renderings either on Nashville Business Journal or on our Instagram, xplr.nash.
All right, our local artist of the day is a local artist called Born Crooked. It's a brother-sister duo here in Nashville. We're going to be playing their song, May the Best Man Win. You can find their website as well as their Spotify link in our show notes or on the website, nationaldailypodcast.com. You can listen to all of the artists who have been featured here on the podcast by going to Spotify, typing in Nashville Daily Artist of the Day. Make sure you save that playlist. It's a fantastic playlist. We play it here in the studio all the time. And Stuart, go ahead and mention their favorite restaurants because this is a good list.
Well, both of them start with an H. And the first one is Hugh Babies, which is it just three locations in Nashville now? West Nashville,
three.
Charlotte,
yeah, yeah.
Hunter Station, and then Thompson Lane.
Yep.
But they have incredible smash burgers. And then you have Hattie B's Hot Chicken, which has, I don't even know how many locations now in Nashville, 5, 6? I can't remember.
I don't know. But all I know with Hattie B's is if I'm not getting it to go, if I want to eat it there, if I'm not there, at like 10:45. It's not happening.
Then it's not happening. But I'm just going to say it because I think we're one of the only ones in Nashville that say this about Hattie B's Hot Chicken. If you want to save time instead of waiting in line in 100-degree weather, just get into your car and drive down to Franklin, Tennessee, or Cool Springs, same thing, and go to Bishop's. You can get the exact same hot chicken that you get at Hattie B's Hot Chicken, but you don't have to wait in line. And you can sit in an air-conditioned car on your way to it.
There you go. I like that tip. All right, here is artist Born Crooked and their song, May the Best Man Win.
I'm a hustler, ain't afraid to go all in. You're trying to shake me down with silver tongue and spit and sin. Where I'm going, can't nothing come between, cause Papa is a rolling stone. And you know where temptation leads, I need that, I believe that. Can you dig that, what I'm getting at? I'll say it to you now one more time.
And that was the band Born Crooked with the song May the Best Man Win.
All right, recently Food Network came out with a list of best restaurants in Nashville. We're going to discuss it because there's like 30 restaurants on this list.
All right, we'll see how many we can talk about and highlight that article coming up tomorrow.
Thanks for listening to Nashville Daily. You can check us out over on Instagram at xplr.nash, as well as our YouTube channel, xplr.nash. For Nashville merch, we have you covered as well. Find that at xplr.life.
You can also text us at 615-392-1358. And for more exclusive content, head over to NashvilleDailyPodcast.com. Nashville Daily is produced right here in the great city of Nashville. So if you like what we're doing, please give this podcast a 5-star rating and share it with your friends.